I just wanted to do a public service announcement. This one is a bit unusual, but from what I've seen out here, people aren't taking care of themselves. And yeah, I understand people like to be toxic or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about not even in the long term, but keeping up with your health is very important in the long term. That is the greatest benefit of being healthy. And when I say healthy, I mean exercising regularly and eating decent food. Not wilding at McDonald's and Wendy's 24/7. But your body is the only one you're going to get throughout your life. Yeah, you might be able to get lucky and exchange some of the parts, but who wants to really go through that? I'm pretty sure you already know about the long-term goals. You don't have to get knee replacements. Diabetes is a huge one. Who wants to stab themselves with a needle every day? But the short-term goals would be just feeling better. I can't express how much better I've been feeling when I cut out some of the not-so-good foods, fried, you know. I used to eat out a lot. But I really got into cooking recently. I'm not a chef or anything. I don't even think I'm like 6 out of 1 out of 10. But really, because the presentation beat is off. It's off. But the food does taste good. My calorie count is definitely lower now. And for someone like me, where diabetes runs in my family, ticking time bomb, really, just a matter of time. Also, high blood pressure, you know. But if I keep doing what I'm doing, not only am I going to be able to work without feeling tired, do 50 push-ups, sit-ups, run that half a mile without stopping, I really just want to be able to run for 9 minutes straight. And it doesn't even got to be like a full sprint, but that's my goal. Ever since I was younger, I hated the mile, mostly because I got asthma and it would always burn me out. But yeah, I don't even like the word mile because of all the times that, doing that like presidential something. That joint was trash. But, just please, man, put the sweets down. Pick the fruits up. Fruits are great. They taste better than some of this candy out here, man. Like, well, you gotta be a psychopath to eat an Almond Joy, but some people love them. Maybe you're just obsessed with nuts. I don't know. But, pick some veggies up, you know. I'm not too crazy about broccoli. I really just go towards the spinach. Cucumbers are pretty good for me. I do carrots too. But I love fruits more, maybe because of the sugar in it. But the great thing about the fruits, though, it's natural sugar, so it doesn't really hit you like that. Also, it's not as much as, you know, Snickers, Mountain Dew. Like, I read something that says a person should only have 30 grams of sugar a day. Some of these labels say 27, 28 grams, and that's just one thing. That's mind-boggling. Like, if you're out here eating Ho-Hos and Twinkies, you're cooked. Honestly. And it also made me realize how strong the human body is. Like, you can put your body through a lot of stuff for years, but eventually it will fail you. And you're going to stop and you're going to think, why is my body betraying me? When whole time, you've been putting yourself through the ringer. And I know it's convenient to get some of this stuff, and a lot of people eat when they're stressed or bored or just for fun, but we got to be more conscious of what we're doing, because you can't be getting attacked from the outside. For example, whoever people are going against you, these bills, your work schedule, honestly, whatever stresses you out. And then on the inside, you're beating yourself up. I'm surprised that the government is even allowing this. But at the same time, I guess so many people are being born and dying that it's not really a problem. Because people walk off the earth, more just pop back up. Not to mention that they're making a lot of money off people's deaths and sickness. So I'm not going to say anything cliche like be woke or whatever, but just something to think about. Take care of yourself. Signing off.